14 years after he was convicted for the torture murder of 33 young men and boys, John Wayne Gacy has been executed. He died early this morning of a lethal injection in an Illinois prison. Here's ABC's Aaron Hayes.
Hundreds had waited outside to hear that John Gacy had finally died. After last words, he called his execution an injustice. Gacy was given a fatal injection of chemicals.
He was gasping or choking or something, and then after that was pretty much nothing.
In the execution chamber, an IV was placed in Gacy's arm. Three chemicals were to flow through, one to knock him unconscious, another to stop his breathing, and a final one to stop his heart. But there was a problem. The killing chemicals got clogged.
The second chemical didn't completely go in the first instance because there was a gelling or a clogging in the line.
It took 18 minutes for Gacy to die, about four times longer than expected, and his attorneys insist that may have meant excruciating suffering for Gacy.
No one deserves to suffer. The particular method that they're using here is inhumane.
Gacy's prosecutor, though, said he had little sympathy for someone who had killed and tortured 33 young men.
He got a much easier death than any of his victims. In my opinion, he got an easier death than he deserved.
This is not the first time an execution has gone awry in this country. In Texas, injection lines leaked, spraying chemicals at witnesses. Florida, flame shot out of one man's head as he died in the electric chair. Alabama, an electric chair malfunctioned, requiring two tries to bring death. Opponents of the death penalty say executions are at times torture, and that, no matter the crimes of the individual, is wrong. The state of Illinois plans a review of its lethal injection procedures. Thus far, no more executions have been scheduled here. Aaron Hayes, ABC News, Chicago.